Well, whilst house prices over the past 2 years have boomed and gone bust, the trusty apartment hasn't. Apartment prices have remained relatively flat compared to the rollercoaster ride of freestanding houses, but that's about to change. Steve Chandler is a building and property development expert, and he joins us now. G'day, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
So apartment prices are about to boom. Is this because of the previous boom in house prices, people not being able to afford to get into houses, or what else is driving it?
Well, affordability is definitely the driving factor. And when you look at what house prices have done, you know, they went through the roof when, you know, money was effectively free. So they went through the roof, interest rates have gone up, but now they're backing off. But interest rates are actually one of the drivers for the, you know, what I see is the future increase in the apartment prices, the bottom end sort of entry level type product. Because someone who might be looking to buy a house is now looking at, you know, spending, you know, pick a number, you know, $1.5 million or something like that, depending on where you live. You know, the interest rates on that, the repayments are going to be huge. So they're going to look at something that's more affordable, because if interest rates keep going up, then they want to be able to cover their mortgage. So they're going to be looking at the apartment market. The other thing that you've got that's going to drive it is the fact that there's no vacancy anywhere for anyone to rent. Because we've got it's the lowest vacancy rates ever. You know, the demand for property is just enormous. And, you know, with that interest rates being higher, the demand for property being enormous right now, put on top of that the fact that the federal government has allocated 195,000 people to come into the country as permanent immigrants this financial year, you know, where do they live? You know, they're going to have to live in the same place. You know, they come into entry-level property. So I can see it just absolutely exploding in the not-too-distant future.
Now, the federal government would have us believe that this accord that they've struck with the states and local governments to, you know, build a million houses over the next few years is going to alleviate some of this. But a lot of things have got to happen in order to make that happen.
We've got problems with construction prices right now because, you know, number one, the logistics problems that came out of the lockdowns, they haven't been resolved yet. We had the bushfires in December 19, January 2020, which destroyed a massive amount of our timber framing crop.
Yep.
You know, all these material, and then on top of that, you've got your labour shortages. Well, if you're going to build a million homes, which, by the way, isn't that much more than what we've been doing in the past anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's who's going to build them?
How far do you... Because, I mean, generally these things ride out and they level out over time, but because we've gone through a fairly extraordinary couple of years. Do you see this... how far down the track do you see before we get something back to something resembling normal?
Well, I think we're probably 5 years. We've got too many... You know, immigration is going to be... You know, immigration's another argument or you know, another issue... You know, in itself, but you know, with immigration, we need to house those people. You know, students are coming back. I can't see our housing industry clawing back into the supply that we need in the short term. Construction prices, as a developer, we're struggling at the moment to be able to make our profit margins that we need to operate our businesses. So what that means is we're not going out there and actually creating the product. So it's a very nasty little situation at the moment.
Question without notice, and feel free to you know, say you can't answer it. But here in the ACT, they're talking about licensing property developers. What are your thoughts on that?
No, best thing they ever did. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've got no problem with being licensed. You know, like I personally have a builder's license. I've had it for 30 years. I don't operate as a builder. I operate as a developer. But one of the problems we do have, and if you look at what New South Wales is doing with the Building Commissioner, the Office of the Building Commissioner, they're trying to improve the quality of the product that's being created by the builders.
Yep.
One of the issues that is creating in itself is that there's a lot of new... It creates a barrier for entry for new developers, which means that there are less people putting product in the market. So whilst they're improving quality, which it will be an outcome of what they're doing, and I'm supportive of that in our industry, but what they're actually doing is stopping people from, you know, doing what we call infill development. It's doing the duplexes and the, you know, the small townhouse developments that create stock.
Yeah, that, and that's been my concern, is that where do you draw the line and how do you determine what a developer is? I mean, somebody who's building, you know, multi-story apartment blocks is clearly a developer, but if you get a mum and dad who build, you know, three townhouses to, you know, as a superannuation plan, does that effectively make them a developer, I guess, is the real question.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of, you know, being an owner-builder. They're an owner-developer, effectively.
Yeah.
And you know, whilst I don't believe we should stop someone from doing that and having the opportunity of, you know, creating stock, creating, you know, an investment for their future and whatever, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's great. But please, let's make sure that they know what they're doing before they you know, go down that path, because they could actually, you know, property development is full of risk.
Absolutely.
And someone who does that can actually lose it all financially. So I think it's important for everyone that if you are going to go down the path of, you know, being a property developer or being a builder, you have to be licensed.
Yeah.
You have to have some form of education.
That makes a lot of sense. Steve, appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Steve.
All the best. Steve Chandler is a building and property development expert. Coming up after the break, we'll have a look at what's happening.